Thank you very much. Our two young country singers there. It may not be a sermon this morning, it's not my fault. So, for years now, we've stayed with Pete and Cindy Howe, and every Sunday morning, I was able to tune in what they're saying on TV, different sins and stuff I needed to learn to talk about and things. And they cut off their TV service and went kayaking. And how am I supposed to remember a bunch of sins from week to week? So maybe I could remember some sins from the last time I watched TV preachers. I remember it wasn't, I think we was up in Wyoming and they had a bunch of people that they was slapping each other around and stomping their foot and mad and a whole bunch of stuff. And every time I'd turn the channel, there was one guy, he was had the most beautiful hair I've ever seen on a man. And lots of it. Or at least it had been made to look like there was lots of it. And he had some sins he didn't want me to do. And I turned to the station, you know, and then there was a man, mightily nice dressed. I never seen so much jewelry on a preacher. Had the finest watch I've ever seen. And hardly ever had to look at it. And had people around him saying hallelujah, everything he said. And I think I went through four or five channels on that, different preachers and everything. I was trying to think, what's all this have in common? And so here's my sermon for this morning. I think I've kind of edited this down to the one thing you need to learn. When we're done, come give me some money. Can I hear an amen? A hallelujah. Notice what I don't have. How can I preach without a good, better looking watch? Look down at a bunch of skin, all I can think of is different sins. Whenever we went to record this, this will harken you back. This man was here a lot, the great old-time banjo player, Don Stover. When him and Hazel Dickens used to sing this song, and they done it just right, see? And here's the thing. If you can find a recording of them doing it, don't even listen to this junk. But when we went to record it, I called up Hazel and I said, would you sing it with us? And she said, yes. And so Tom's going to have to try to do his best here to sing for Hazel. And just every once in a while, one of us got to go off pitch. But don't let it affect our singing. And we'll do this in the original way. Back in the old days when we made records, I got to play all the instruments. And so on this one, I did get to play the guitar and the mandolin. And now, getting to play with one of the best mandolin players in the whole country, it doesn't seem right that he shouldn't be playing. His name is Brian Aldridge, by the way. He's one of the three best reasons to play bluegrass music, and I got the other two. On the bass, if you were here Thursday night, we done going up home to live in Green Pastures, and you heard as good a bass playing as you ever. You got to go ring up George Shuffler to hear any bass playing like that. His name is Dan Russell. Thank you. And a man who was already an expert when I was trying to learn music. We got to play some music together back in the early 60s, and you know, like we, a lot of times we'd have to insert it in between two or three knife fights and a couple people breaking beer bottles and people head on the table drunk. And I think that's the best way to learn bluegrass, but I wouldn't want to go back to it no more. Nowadays you have things like workshops, which are just a heck of a lot safer. He played played with people like Mack Wiseman and Hilo Brown and Larry Sparks, and finally decided, well, it was time to relax where he wouldn't have to concentrate or move fast or nothing like that. Just put his driving skills to work occasionally. His name's Tom Boyd.